This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
So 59 yards, Jake Moody for the win. He got it! Ben Moody, 59-yarder, and the 49ers win.
And Chase Lucas is running another victory lap down on the field. That is a great kick from Moody, and I am so glad it worked out. We could kick a career long. Certainly it's in the preseason. But to smash that through the uprights, awesome.
Cha-ching!
And you all wrote him off. And none of you had faith in this man. 59 yards for the win! Guy Habe Habes Haberman, Tim Ryan on the call, KPIX, Channel 5. I didn't know where you were going to go this morning. I really didn't. You could have came in with that call, which you did. You could have came in with the Giants getting a gritty victory over the plucky Tampa Bay Rays to snap that losing streak. 7-1 the final. You could have Drew Gilbert.
Possibly.
With the home run. Good for Drew Gilbert. You could have came in with the Atlanta Dream turning the Valkyries into a nightmare yesterday. 79-63 the final. I was there in Ball Hollow yesterday. You could have came in with that, but you chose Jake Moody. And good for Moody. Not only does he get the tying field goal just a couple minutes prior to that, Joe, they get the interception, but he gets the game winner, 59 yards, and that takes away all the concerns you had about him heading into the season. Did it not, Joe? Good morning.
Watching the team run onto the field and hug him and celebrate with him in an exhibition game reminded me of the kid who hasn't gotten a hit in 4 or 5 years, and you're playing a scrimmage game, and he finally got the bloop single over the second baseman's head, and everyone mobs him at first base. It's like, wow, we're down that bad. This is a professional kicker. We're down so bad, we have to boost his confidence. I mean, it was a very nice kick. I'm happy for him, I guess, on some level, but boy,
I guess. Why can't you be happy for him?
Well, because it doesn't, like, I mean, part of it doesn't really matter.
You don't think it matters? Like, I understand. Like, it is preseason. The game itself won't matter, but like for the mentals and for his confidence going forward,
for the mentals.
This guy's going to be your kicker week one. Don't you want to see that?
No, well, that's on management. That's where I keep coming back to management. I don't. They're setting themselves up to be critiqued, period. When I see a deadpan of Jake Moody before, during, or after a game, I just see a soul that does not have confidence.
It's just his face, though.
I think it's just he just has one of those faces.
Joe, if I just showed you the pan of him on the sideline, does he look confident?
I don't know what his confidence face
no.
looks
the
like.
The answer's no.
Yeah, but now we're... You're not a psychologist. You can't just be breaking down body language like that.
I'm watching the kicks.
But you are. You're literally saying, I could look at his face and see if he's got it or not.
No, I'm saying I'm looking at a guy and I just don't think that he's very confident right now. When your shoulders are down and you're like, he looks like he needs a hug.
Do you think he's got more confidence today than he did a couple days ago?
I don't know.
The game?
That
I don't think he does. He had a game-tying field goal.
I think he's living kick to kick.
Well, I think that kick helped. It was a kick in the pants, if
Every
you will.
Kick is a referendum on if he's good or not, and I just think that that is a tightrope to walk, and it's so unfair for the kid because it's just, there should be a competition.
Maybe he exercised some demons. Obviously, they lost in that building a couple years ago, and a couple seasons ago, technically last year, but, you know, maybe he exercised some demons there. Now, albeit in the Super Bowl, in the actual Super Bowl, it was just, you know, an extra point, but... He made the field goals when it mattered then, and he made it when it mattered the other day. 888-957-9570. Do you feel more confidence in Jake Moody after what he did on Saturday in Las Vegas going forward? Or did it mean nothing? Did it mean nothing for you? 888-957-9570. I think it means something. Like, we can't come away from that having a game-tying and a game-winning field goal, a 59-yarder for the win, and for me to just say it meant nothing, I don't know. Like... If we're going to keep breaking him down and breaking him down in the preseason, oh, that looked bad. Oh, he barely made that. Oh, and it was almost a doink from 20 yards out. Like, we got to give him credit when he makes the ones that actually matter in the end, right? Right?
I just think my setting on preseason when it comes to these kickers in this situation right here is different than other positions. It's like, case in point, Brock Purdy is who he is. He's really good, right? So a series where he looks, you know, well-oiled, which he did early on in this game, it's like, oh, well, that just kind of validates what we all kind of already knew. And had he played poorly, it wouldn't have been like, well, he stinks, because he has enough body of work and equity built up to where we kind of know he's really, really good, right? Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall, big unknown. Now, I thought he showed some stuff at the end of last year. So seeing him look well in a preseason game is a nice step forward. Jake Moody has been oscillating back and forth. And no, I'm not going to use 5 out of 6 in a preseason game to all of a sudden swing the pendulum over to, I feel really good about Jake Moody. It's a step in the right direction.
That's it.
But I have zero confidence come week one.
That's all you needed
if
to
this
say.
Performance is identical to week one, we're having the same conversation. Like, Joe, we're one kick away from him not being on the team. That's how it's going to be all year.
Are we not? We're one kick away if they lose by one kick. But if that's what... No, but you're laughing like...
60% of games last year were decided by one score.
I know.
All right? How many of those were dictated in one direction or the other by a field goal kick? And how many non-one score games were dictated by a field goal kick one way or the other, making or missing? So,
I mean, he
like,
did
you
miss
do the
one,
math,
he was
and you...
5 of 6. So, and everyone's saying, get this guy off my team. And now you're feeling a little bit better after what took place at the end of it.
For me, I don't feel anything.
You said it was a step in the right direction.
No, to me, I'm telling you how I feel.
Oh, okay.
To me, it feels like nothing. I told you, nothing he does at practice, 6 of 6, 0 for 6, you know, 4 of 6, 3 of 6, 5 of 6 in a game. None of that matters until week one. You are judged by the results of what you do in games that matter. And it sucks that it's that way, but that's the position. And it's funny to me that the Niners decided that they needed to be this long distance kicking team. Okay. That's why they drafted him. They wanted to get Robbie Gould was automatic inside of 45, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he was. He was automatic inside of 45 and not good from essentially 45 and out. Right. And they wanted to be able to kick the long distance stuff. Well, now you've gone in the reverse. You might be able to hit a 59 yarder, but that 29 yarder is no gimme. And I would rather, if you're pressed with the two of them, I probably would rather have the, I'm automatic from 45, but I have no distance. That's what I would have went. I would have went old reliable at kicker.
You know, we're less than a couple weeks now to the start of the regular season for the 49ers taking on the Seahawks, week one in Seattle. And we've been doing this like kind of little countdown, right? How many days are we at, Sammy? You can let me know the days in my ear. But, you know, we do the things I love about football, Spadoni loves about football, and one of them, I do love the kickers. I love the special teams and the kickers in general because it is the most unique position in sports to discuss, Joe, because there's no gray area for conversation when it comes to kickers. You can have gray area when it comes to quarterback play. We've seen that. You can have gray area when it comes to basketball players. But certain positions in sports, there is no gray area. Like, you could probably go goalie, maybe. But even then, like, if you're talking hockey or soccer, they have the good and the bad. Kickers, you either love them or you hate them. And once you lose that love, that trust, it's only, you're only rooting them to fail at that point. That's kind of what it feels like for fans. I'm not saying you're rooting for him to fail because you're not. You would like for him to succeed. You just have no trust in him going forward. Once you lose that trust as a kicker, you could almost never get it back. And that's what it feels like for Niner fans right now. Is there a way for Jake Moody to earn Niners fans' trust back, I'd ask? Did that help at all on Saturday?
Joe, the psyche of a Niner fan who's about my age, in their 40s.
20 days until the start of the season, by the way, for the Niners.
You only have faith in one archetype at kicker. One archetype. Bounced around veteran who wasn't good at his last spot, but was decent to great earlier in his career. For example, David Akers, Joe Nedney. Like, those are the guys we've had success with. Robbie Gold. We have not, since Ray Worshing, we have not had success with the young, random kicker, whether it's been drafted or through free agency. Like, that's undrafted free agency. We just don't. Like, that, the archetype has always been, what are we good with? We're good with these guys who were, had a good run for whatever reason, it short-wired somewhere else, and they bounced over to the Niners, and boom, they found their home. That's who we've had success with. And so, we like those old, reliable OG kickers. And it is what it is. We've been scarred by it for so long.
Speaking of reliable, shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got a lot to get into today from what took place over the weekend. We'll continue breaking down what we saw from the 49ers and Raiders as the Niners get their first win of the preseason, and they'll wrap up preseason in week three this week against the Go Chargers, Go, and Trey Lance and company. But we're talking Jake Moody right now in the kicker. You know why? Because it's preseason, and we got to talk about the kicker. And this kicker in particular has been, you can just go back to week one. I'm just going to keep going back to week one last year, Joe, against the Jets. What was he, 6-for-6? It was incredible. He literally won most people, if you had Jake Moody, their fantasy leagues, just because of week one. There's no Christian McCaffrey, and that dominated the storyline. And it was funny heading into it because it was Breece Hall, right? Christian McCaffrey, Aaron Rodgers. He's finally healthy. What are we going to see? It ended up being the Jake Moody kicking show. Now, he ends up getting hurt. Caught some, you could make the argument he was part of the reason they didn't win the Rams game. You can make the reason he was the reason they didn't win it. Ronnie Bell, you know, some mishaps elsewhere in the return game. But as the season went on, it just became more and more clear that Jake Moody within this fan base is a dead man walking. And I'm just curious if he does anything in the first couple weeks. Let's say he has a couple of game-winning kicks early on in the season. Even then, I just don't feel like there's any way he could regain your trust, Joe, at all.
Yeah, it's about body of work.
I'm telling you the body of work. If he does something good, if he keeps having game-winning kicks, there's just no way.
Do you know how sports works?
I just feel bad
just
for the guy.
Just because Andres Bejans hits a free throw doesn't mean that I think Andres Bejans is going to hit the next free throw. Like, you know what I say? Good free throw.
Yeah, but Andres Bejans is a free throw. I didn't feel as nearly
at
as
at one point in his career, he was like 46%. And then it dropped down to 11.
That's not as bad as Jake Moody, though. Bejans at the line, I don't think that's the fair comparison.
No, I think it actually is.
Like, there are more Iguodala or something, like Andrew Wiggins.
Iguodala was a 15-year pro who was clutch and was an all-star. Like, he might not have been a great...
I'm talking about the line, not about his body of work.
Yeah, no, but...
Free throw line, and that's what we're comparing.
I think what I'm getting at is, like, short-circuiting at something very specific, right? Iguodala didn't short-circuit at something specific. This has got, like, Rick Ankiel, you know, reliever vibes. Like, we see this with other positions.
He doesn't have the... skips. He was not that bad. You keep talking about him like he's the worst kicker in the NFL. I'm telling you, he's not the worst kicker in the NFL.
No, it's not about that. It's the kick by kick. It is frenetic. Is it not? So when he made the 28-yarder or whatever, 29-yarder, you felt good?
No, I didn't feel good.
Okay, okay.
But then I did feel good at the end. See, that's the thing with kickers. You feel good or you feel bad. There's no in between.
See, to me, it's more I survived.
He was five of six at the end, though. He was 5 of 6 at the end, and he had a game-tying kick, and then a couple minutes later, he had the game-winning kick for 59 yards out. And the whole team had his back. But you know what? Good for them, and good for him. The whole team's rushed the field. Like, at the end of the day,
that felt good. Do you really think Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, these guys are like, dude, now that he hit this preseason kick, dude, I'm telling you, changed man. Like, come on.
You know what? Maybe.
Dude, you don't even believe that.
Maybe.
That's like me saying, hey, just because, and Sam, just bear with me. I'm going to throw you under the bus. Sam had a hell of a podcast episode. He's ready to do 8-6 every single day for the foreseeable future and carry the 95.7 The Game brand.
I actually listened to the Orange Black weekend wrap on Saturday. I didn't mean to say it like that. Actually listened to Sam. That sounded way more disrespectful. I listened to the Orange and Black weekend
you
wrap.
You threw him under the bus way more than I did.
Lubman and Dan Devone over the weekend. You guys are doing a hell of a job. And Sam, I loved when I tuned in. Sam was complaining about bat flips after walks. That was the first thing he was talking about. And it was actually an interesting conversation because why do you do it? Because you're trying to influence the ump. But Sam's disdain for bat flips after walks, I wonder if he has as much disdain about kickers in the NFL like some people do. Because I feel like I'm one of the few that has the kickers' backs, the punters' backs. They're people too.
No, we like punters. I'm telling you, we're scarred by the kicking game.
Jake Moody wasn't the reason you lost the Super Bowl.
No one's saying he wasn't like the reason you won.
Well, you didn't win a Super Bowl. Because the quarterback wasn't the reason
either.
When
you lose, everyone gets blamed. That's how it works. There's a pie chart of culpability. This thing like, Jake Moody's the sole reason. Well, that's ridiculous. You know, Shanahan's the sole reason. Well, that's ridiculous. It's a slice for all these guys. He is one part. The teams win and lose. So the kicker being a weak link of no trust on the team does not inspire confidence.
How about this? From the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, 888-957-9570. We're discussing whether or not Jake Moody's game-winning field goal gives you 49ers fans more confidence about him succeeding heading into this season or not. 707, Moody's 59-yard field goal doesn't earn him any more trust from me. It's the Patrick Bailey inside the park home run that happens between piles of strikeouts and pop-ups.
That's good players.
Skills in Vallejo.
Good players get their reputation not just by a moment or a game. It's week after week after week, year after year. That's how you stack benefit of the doubt. One moment does not all of a sudden, we're good. We are good to go. Great example.
But how can we give moments to, like, maybe this is the moment it all turns around from? We do that with everyone else. Why can't we give Jake Moody that?
Pick an example.
I literally, Patrick Bailey right there.
Like Patrick Bailey has sucked.
No, I understand that, Joe. Uh-huh. But at the time, we talked about how good of a moment that was and good for him. And you say, you know what? Maybe that's a turning point for him.
Because that was a regular season game, and this is a preseason game.
Yeah, because that's the only thing we could, honestly. The preseason actually means something for kickers, does it not? Like, of all the positions, we could laugh at, like, what it means for quarterbacks, what it means for running backs. I actually do think it means something for kickers. That's, like, the only thing you can simulate of actual stress.
Possibly.
Is preseason for kickers. That's the only thing you can simulate. Because joint practices, like, it's not doing anything for anyone. That's the only, like, legitimate, like, pressure you could build for a kicker before the regular season is a preseason game. So I'm going to give him something for that. It's not nothing.
Look, see, to me, this is more like a reliever as opposed to like Patrick Bailey. To me, it's like Ryan Walker. Once you automatically put the fear of doubt into my head, it is up to you. It is incumbent to you to go time and time and time and time again to win me over. It's not one moment. It's not one game. It's over a large period of time. Like Ryan Walker right now, just from my setting, like, I'm up in the air on him. Like Felix Rodriguez was this way for a long, long time. Old school Giants fans. You just, stuff happened that I couldn't get over. And he didn't put out a body of work that was so overwhelmingly good that he won me back over.
I was going to say, has there been any player that you completely lost faith and trust in that you did come back to?
Alex Smith.
Alex, that's
a great example.
But I feel like as soon as he got hurt or whatever.
Eric Armstead, Jimmy Ward. There are lots of guys who are high draft picks who had zero impact. Zero impact. We didn't even know what position Jimmy Ward and Eric Armstead were before Shanahan ended up getting here. And those guys ended up being really good Niners. And look, they were controversial in the sense that, like, you signed them and had to say goodbye to other players. But everyone would agree, like, those are good players. And at one point in their time, not only did we think they sucked, we didn't think they were NFL players.
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick's another one.
510.
Kaepernick's a great one. At one point, I was like, yeah, he's awesome. Then at another point, I was like, no, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. Cannot see the field.
From the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, my 8-year-old came in the room and said, Dad, Jake Moody saved us today. I laughed and said he missed a field goal early in the game. We should be winning. But he's right. Both can be true. He missed a field goal, but when you needed him, he showed up and you won the game because of him. There you go.
So, okay, now, as my offseason setting has been since the beginning, he lines up. You're in Seattle. He hasn't kicked all day. You're in Seattle. It's 0-0. Okay? Actually, no. It's 2-0. Seattle's winning. They got a safety. It's 2-0.
Thanks, Brock.
All right? It's 2-0. And this is a field goal to win the game. 48-yarder. You've got all the confidence in the world?
Yeah, I have confidence in Jake Moody right now because of what he did on Saturday.
I'm
healthy.
On the ground, covering my eyes like this, like kind of watching through my fingers as I'm like, I don't know about this one. I don't know. Don't get it blocked. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
I'm not dying on any hill, Carter, who's saying, producer Carter, who's in my ear.
It's incredible.
There's no
he's
hill.
He's Denzel
I'm dying.
In glory right now. He's like, he's like trying to climb the hill.
Would I say he's completely in my circle of trust? He's tentatively in Spadoni's circle of trust, okay? All right? And we're going to unveil that this week because we're going to do a coaching and executive version because there's a lot of lack of trust right now when it comes to fans in the Bay Area, when it comes to upper management, when it comes to coaching, and clearly when it comes to kicking and Jake Moody. I'll just say this. Good for Jake Moody. Good for him. I don't think that's a hot take to say.
No, that's reasonable.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Because the guy has been absolutely eviscerated and crushed the last few months.
You know what everyone else is saying?
What are they saying?
Do it in the regular season.
Well, I saw a lot of that's the worst thing that could have happened to the Niners on Saturday. I saw a lot of that.
I didn't think that.
People literally were tweeting and saying that was the worst thing that could happen for the Niners because now they're going to stick with Jake Moody and they're going to lose games because of him.
No, they're going to stick with Jake Moody regardless. Like, that's people need to get that in their head. Like, and that's where, forget Jake. Detach yourself from Jake. This is why it's on management. What were you doing? Like, you should go out and get a veteran. Like, just look around the league. These kickers that get drafted, usually they bounce around and then they find success. You can find a guy. The guy they cut, Chase McLaughlin, had a better percentage last year than Jake Moody, right? And that guy kicked one of the worst kicks I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, against the Seahawks.
It was one of the worst kicks I've ever seen in my life, right? But this position is unlike others. You can find random people. So to me, as much as everyone's like angry at Jake, I'm directing my frustration at Kyle and John Lynch, and I'm saying you are setting yourself and this player and the team up for just getting absolutely skewered.
Do you feel like Jake Moody has earned your trust back after Saturday's performance? 888-957-9570. We'll discuss that on the other side. We'll hear from the head coach himself on Moody's Day. Plus, we'll get into the most important thing I took away from Saturday wasn't Jake Moody. It was actually a connection between a quarterback and a wide receiver. We'll discuss that on the other side. Plus, we'll discuss the Giants stopping the skid. But, I mean, is Bob Melvin thumbs up? He's still the manager right now? Still? Okay. If anything changes, let me know. Hit the breaking news sounder because I'd be shocked if he lasts through this week. Plus, we'll get into what I saw at Ballhalla last night in regards to the Valkyries' loss to the Atlanta Dream. We'll get into that. And more of your calls and more of your texts. And it's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Timeline, 10 seconds left. Can the Valkyries put a little lipstick on the pig here? Yes, Kate Martin hits the three with 6.9 seconds to go. Makes it 79-63, and that will be your final score as Tahina Pau Pau will dribble the clock out. So with the loss, the Valkyries snapped their four-game win streak, dropped to 18-16, while the Dream improved to 22-13, and they have won 7 of their last 8 following a loss to the Golden State Valkyries a couple of weeks prior.
Now back to the Morning Roast.
A lot of people wait to hate. They cheer when they're dripping this beer. I want you to keep that same energy. We'll win that chip this year.
With Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
The Dream turned into a nightmare at Ball Hollow yesterday, taking it 79-63 over the Valkyries as the Dream improved to 22-12 on the season. 18-16, the Golden State Valkyries fall to, but that's okay. They're still in the playoffs. It's ending today, but they're clinging right now. You got to be careful here. And size was definitely a factor yesterday. Rhonda Jones, absolute unit yesterday, just gobbling up rebounds after rebounds after rebounds. Second chance opportunities. Brittany Griner is out there. The Dream are for real. They are 10 games over 500, one of the best teams in all of the association. But it's all right. Valkyries, hey, you know what? They're playing with house money this year. But it would feel disappointing at this point if they did not make the playoffs, Joe, because of all the good vibes they built up. But you know what? They need the bodies. Just like the Niners, if people are going out left and right. Veronica Burton got shaken up yesterday. She got, I don't know if it was ribs. She got like the wind knocked out of her. She had to miss some time. And that definitely took all the air out of the building. I think the team, I was there yesterday, Joe. And the vibes are just immaculate yesterday. Kevin Dan on the call, obviously, right here on 95.7 The Game. You just heard the highlight there. But you've been to a game. Sam and Carter, I think, have been to a game. If not, you know.
My mom called it.
What you doing? Everyone's got to be out there, right?
My mom called it one of the best environments she's ever been in. Says on par, if not better, than playoff games in the NFL.
I would agree.
In terms of just the vibe, like of walking in.
I would agree. The amount of people, and we were talking about this before the game, the amount of people that stayed till they were getting blown out the last like three, four minutes. The game was over. But people just stood there. Like, usually it's a Sunday night, people. I'm trying to go home and start my week. They were staying. And then after the game was over, the merch lines. Unbelievable.
That goes without saying.
No, but I need to say it because it's unreal the amount of people that line up for their stuff.
Carter, what's cheaper, the Valkyrie sweatshirt or the Olympic Club US AM sweatshirt?
They're both so outrageous. You can buy like three Warrior sweatshirts for the price of one Valkyrie.
They
had some good deals yesterday. I'm just going to say that. Warriors.
I went to buy a hoodie. Valkyrie, it was $187.
Hey, say that again.
Went to buy a hoodie a couple weeks ago online, and it was $187.
You know what?
Look, I know that you tariffs and the cost of goods and everything. I understand everything. There's no hoodie in the world. This is just my personal opinion. There's no hoodie in the world worth $187. I mean, that's just wow.
Completely agree.
I mean, I'm not even trying to be that guy.
Klarna or Affirm. There you go.
$187. Like, that's Mitchell and Ness. That's Mitchell and Ness patches. Like, that. You don't even wash that sweatshirt. You get it dry cleaned. Like, what? Like, and I'm look, Chuck. Wow. That's outrageous.
You feel better now? You good?
187?
You know what? Good for the Valkyries.
There was a beanie at the Olympic Club the other day for the USAM that I said it before you said it. I said it to the boss. I said it to you guys. It was $80. And I was like, there's not a chance.
$80?
$80. Look, I can get 40. Okay. Like, I get it. You know, some of the money goes to like the USGA for some kids and stuff. Like, $80 for a beanie? What are we doing? Bag alert? I need a fourth mortgage. Like, what are we talking about? Bag alert?
Speaking of getting the bag,
a home line of equity.
Speaking of the bag, if Jake Moody keeps making kicks like he was doing on Saturday, he's going to get another bag from the 49ers.
Jake, rent, don't buy.
888-957-9570.
What?
We pivot from the court back to the grass because John is in Foster City, and we asked a question before the break about Jake Moody, game-tying and game-winning field goal.
Step in the right
Raiders,
direction.
Step in the right direction. Has he earned your trust now, Niner fans? Or are you saying, please, do it in the regular season? John's in Foster City, wants to join the conversation.
Hey, John.
What's up, John?
Good morning, y'all. Game trust? No, he hasn't. Because like y'all said, it's a preseason game. But to see him miss that kick and come back and make a 59-yarder with only 6 seconds left, yeah, that's restored some faith for us. I don't know. We're going to have to make it deep in the playoffs, and he's going to have to win a Super Bowl with that leg for the Niners fan base to trust him again.
All right, John in Foster City. I hear you. I got a lot of people calling and texting on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. They're kind of echoing the same sentiments that John was saying. It's like, hey, it was great. That's awesome. Now do it in the regular season. But again, I'm just going to celebrate the win because that's all I could do right now. And if he misses some against the Chargers this week, we're all going to be crushing him. And that's
this is what's working against.
It's just the most unique position we talk about in sports. I really believe that. It's just you're either good or bad. That's it. There's no in between.
Well, we also had Robbie Gould for a while. And
true.
He was good.
He was. But right. He has limitations. He did.
But did he cost you games?
Not in the playoffs. But you could make the argument.
Or the regular season.
You could make the argument like, he forced them into some like uncomfortable situations if you're Shannon because of the lack of distance in his leg.
They won a ton of games.
They did. I know.
With him here.
I know.
And we never opened up a show the next day even bringing up the kicker. I've been doing this since whatever, 2018, following this team on these airways.
I know.
And when Robbie Gould was the kicker, we never, ever, 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 ever got to him in the first segment. Ever. That's because he was so reliable. So there's about three or four things working against Jake Moody.
He also had track record heading into the Niners, too. He did. He for the Bears, he was the same.
Yeah,
he was legit
and clutch. He had a bad end. That's why the Bears got rid of him. He wasn't good. And this is why, like, I think a lot of people just want an old, reliable guy. They want someone who's bounced around a little, already gone through their war wounds. Jake Moody's draft status. Drafted him in the third round. Mm. That's working against him. Right? Just in general. People don't think that you should ever draft a kicker that high.
If he was drafted in the 6th or 7th, we might be viewing him differently. Right
if
now.
He was an undrafted free agent, we would view him differently. Yeah. Absolutely. So there's the third round thing, right? There's the team was set to win now when he's coming on as a rookie, which he can't control. Yeah. So, like, again, these are two things that have nothing to do with him that are management selecting him in the third round when they had lots of needs. And then him playing right away, plug and play, on a win now. He's replacing a guy who everybody liked. Everybody liked Robbie Gould. And he did a lot of, you know, nonprofit stuff here in the area. Like I said, that's a tough one. Like he was replacing a guy that most people felt good about.
I'm not
as a person.
I understand. In the 5-1-0, the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Spadone, Gold was perfect in playoffs. Never. I understand that. No, I get that. He is getting compared to a guy that was literally perfection for the team when it mattered most. I understand that. Clearly, they felt like they could improve, though. And that's on Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. Continue.
Exactly. Yes. Which is why I'm not even mad at like Jake. It's more like, guys, we've signed up for the roller coaster. Yeah. When the roller coaster like makes you lose your hat and knocks you around and maybe gives you a whiplash, like that's on you, you know? So he's got the third round tag, the win now mode, which is the team that he entered, replacing Robbie Gould. And then you have this like this entire element of this fan base. I know everyone does it. The Warriors do it. The Giants do it. I'm talking about the fans. We have always have to have a scapegoat who is in our crosshairs at every time.
Mm-hmm.
For a minute, it was Javon Kinlaw. For a minute, it was Brandon Ayuk. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo was it at one time. Brock Purdy was it at one time. The coach was it at one time. Sorensen was it at one time. Yep. Wilkes. He's one of the guys right now who is on the short list of in the crosshair scapegoat no matter what. And I just think we do this in sports as fans. Even a place that is deemed as soft as the Bay Area, we have to have a bad guy.
And right now it could be Jake Moody, but he's the good guy today as far as I'm concerned after the game-time, game-winning field goal. How are you feeling about Jake Moody going forward? We'll discuss on the other side, and we'll hear from Kyle Shanahan himself on the other side how he felt about that. Plus, the thing I took away from that game wasn't really the kicker. It was a connection that I saw between the quarterback and a wide receiver. We'll get to that on the other side, 888-957-9570. But in the meantime, it's time for the Golden State Valkyries' strongest player of the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health, and the Valks saw their four-game win streak snapped last night, falling to the Atlanta Dream 79-63, despite a 16.5-assist effort from Veronica Burton, who was showing off her crossover.
Nice box out of Bree Jones there. They've had some troubles keeping the Dream off the old glass in this game. Crossover Burton working on Gray. Draws the foul and scores off the window. Bucket in the bump. What a move by Burton.
Hey, Kevin Dan has been on fire this season. He is literally the rising star, and that star is shining bright for K-Dana right here on 95.7 The Game. At 18-16, the Valkyries still hold the seventh seed in the WNBA standings, just a half game behind the Indiana Fever for sixth place.
Yay!
That's Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever, by the way. And that was the strongest player in the game, brought to you by El Camino Health. Our strength, your health. All right, we're going to pick up this conversation in regards to Jake Moody on the other side, hear from the head coach himself. And Football Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. That was Guy Haberman and Tim Ryan on the call for KPIX.
In a clutch moment, who do you trust more? You don't have to answer this.
Oh, God.
Bob Melvin with the right pitching decision or Jake Moody?
Oh, no. Jake Moody. I'm so out on Bob.
I'm thinking from the head up.
Do you trust Jonathan Kuminga to get a rebound? Or Jake Moody to hit a field goal?
Depends. Is this a blowout or not? Because JK will dominate if they're getting blown out.
Stop!
Well, look, everybody's feeling it right now, especially at home. You lose games, and you lose multiple games, and you lose them in different fashions. It's not a great feeling. But I think we take the field every day in good spirits, and you got to do it again the next day, unfortunately.
That's the best line ever. Jesus. They turned it into a meme over the weekend, and it was the Bob Melvin cut. We got to do it again tomorrow, unfortunately. And it was me after it's betting season starts. It's I got to do it again tomorrow, unfortunately. It's just
it bothers me.
Oh my God! Like, why is he still here? Real quick on the Bob Melvin. Like, what are we doing? Like, why is Bob Melvin still? Why are we trotting him out there, Joe? Seriously.
I don't know. They gave him the severance package. I don't know.
That's a guy that's literally telling you. Yeah, it sucks that we actually have to go out there tomorrow. I wish we wouldn't have to. I wish I could just go home and stay home and, you know, watch Jake Moody field goals and watch him be happy because I wish we had that happiness here. We just don't.
It wasn't much better on Saturday night either.
It wasn't.
Okay. One of you talk. I heard two things at once. Say that again.
Sorry, yeah, it wasn't much better on Saturday night either.
Well, clearly. And then you got Drew Gilbert. Yeah, Drew Gilbert. That was nice to see. Can we just get more of that? That's what we want to see, right?
Yeah, just want to see all the youngsters.
Just put all the young people out there. Yeah. I love the young people.
Now, back to Jake Moody. Because I have very little, like, faith in Jake right now.
And ye of little faith. You guys are called the faithful, and you have no faith in your guy, Jake Moody.
Faith is earned. Trust is earned through a body of work. I don't just give it out, all right? And so, you know, you do something good. Like, great example. We were talking about Jaden Daniels, right? You brought this up a lot. Mm-hmm. Do it again next year. Like, Jaden Daniels carried the Washington team to the NFC Championship game and was outstanding for an entire year.
Absolutely.
And even then, the average football fan is like, do it again.
Yep.
So, Jake Moody making a walk-off field goal in a preseason game, like, I think the appropriate tone is, I'm happy for you. It doesn't mean a whole lot to me right now. I'd like to see you have a good year. I'm rooting for it to happen. But boy, it feels unlikely today.
Well, Dre and Lamore wants to join in the conversation. And I'm curious, because Dre's a diehard. He's been one of our loyal listeners for a very long time right here, 95.7 The Game. And you can join the conversation, 888-957-9570. But Dre and Lamore, you feeling more confident in Jake Moody or about the same after Saturday's win? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. To your question, I'm feeling about the same, maybe even less. I'm really happy for him. I hope that boosted his confidence with that 59-yarder. The team was behind his back, but he missed that 50-yarder very badly, not even close. And do you guys think if it would have been a couple yards back, he would have made that 36-yarder?
No, I think one more yard, and I don't think he makes it. It was probably the worst made field goal from that short a distance I think I've ever seen, but it went in.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I heard some other callers saying something about making it all the way to the Super Bowl. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, guys. But I do remember the first time that Jake Moody pissed me off, and like it was yesterday. It was the game against Cleveland. I think the Niners might have been undefeated or had one loss at that time.
DJ Walker.
Mm-hmm. And Brock brought us all the way back, and there was some bad calls, and he still shook it off. And Shanahan, instead of going for the end zone, just decided to let the clock go and let Jake go for it. You never trust a kicker. That's my opinion. And he blew it. And all I want him to do, if they keep him, I think that they should, at the end of the preseason, look and see what's available, because there's going to be some good kickers getting cut in some battles. If they see somebody better, pick him up. But if they do keep him, it's going to be a short leash, man. Yeah. You can't be losing regular season games, because this our team, we got to admit it, man. They're not the greatest. We're going to have to win close games, mm-hmm. and that's going to be up to Jake.
I agree.
The whole team. And you guys, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Bear fans, don't get all excited. This is preseason. You're still going to take last in the NFC North.
Okay. Thank you. Drain Lamore. Wait, what fans was he saying there?
Bears.
Why are Bears fans?
Because they're feeling happy about Caleb this morning.
Oh, okay. Why are we mad? I was like, why are we mad at Bears fans? I don't like this.
I'm happy for Bears fans. I want the Bears to be fun.
Bears have had nothing in my entire life for me to hate them at all about anything. So I don't. Yeah.
Well, there's a point in my life where I did hate the Bears, but they've been so dormant for so long. I want them to be fun.
There you go. Exactly. And I'm rooting for Caleb. I liked him at USC, Heisman Trophy winner. I'm rooting for him to go over
there.
I love Ben Johnson. I think it's going to work out there.
Them having, which actually was an idea that we had. You know, we're just talking, and we can kick this around for just a little while. Maybe not now, but whenever you feel
it's a tease.
The Bears having offense is like, it's so rare because my whole life they've been defense,
their identity,
and no offense.
Yeah, their identity shifting from defense to offense with their head coach is very new.
It would be like the Yankees being all pitching and no hitting, like none.
Like they tried. No, that's a great one.
Like, but the Yankees have been good, so it's different.
Well, and no, I like that a lot. And in more recent years, obviously, like my lifetime, probably be like the Giants going from a pitching team to just like all offense, right, and being a juggernaut there. And that would be great to see. Maybe Drew Gilbert will be leading off. Who knows? But like they tried to do with the Bears with Matt Nagy. Like they tried to poach him from Kansas City. Oh, they got the Kansas City guy, and it worked. When they got, like, you know, Doug Peterson left over and they won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Now we got Matt Nagy and just maybe it'll work. And it was just god awful. And they had Mitch Trubisky. And then talking about kickers, it is Cody Parkey with the doink of the century.
I watched that with
we all did. We all watched
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, broke Kosa's heart. Big Bears fan, right?
He made Chicago beef and we enjoyed a great Sunday night.
Oh, was it good? Did you like Kosa's beef?
It was delicious.
Yeah. That's good.
I love Kosa.
Yeah, Friedman's appliance.
Loved his beef.
There you go.
You could save that drop.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I know
that.
That's a Steiny-like level drop.
Do you think Kyle Shanahan loved what he saw from Jake Moody over the weekend? You think Kyle loved that? You want to take a listen?
Okay.
Yeah, I think going 4 for 5 and hitting a 59-yarder and a 50-yarder and the game winner from 59, I think that was a hell of a day for him. So I thought he kicked his ass off and gives us a lot of confidence.
Close. It was 5 of 6, actually, in the end, Kyle. But who's counting? 4 or 5? 5 or 6?
Everyone. That's just counting. Just everyone.
Clearly he wasn't. He got it wrong, but he's a hell of a day for Moody.
So the 53-yarder, it's right before halftime. It's 10-10. And a lot of his misses that are hooks look like that, where it starts off okay, and then halfway through just takes a total left turn.
Like my drives.
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. Like, he over-snap cooks it. And I don't know if you guys saw what I saw, but ever so briefly, there are 2 Raider fans jumping up yeah! And then there's a Bosa jersey Niner fan behind them who, like, flips off Jake Moody. And the Raider fan turns around to, like, high-five the Niner fan. And they cut immediately back over to Jake Moody. Maybe it was just just my feed. I don't know. But
no,
like,
well, there was. I was like altered because I was had the NFL Network one in the NFL Network.
Well, that's
feed,
the one I was watching as well. The NFL but Network. I went feed, back and yeah. watched the local broadcast.
There you go,
yeah. They had multiple feeds available for me on YouTube TV up at the cabin.
And I actually kind of like that because it gives new perspective. Because friend of the station, Kirk Morrison, is now doing the later games on the radio side. It was him and Rich Gannon, so it was actually nice. And the nice thing about preseason is they talk about all the storylines with both teams. Is what I like about, you know, whether it's Haberman, Tim Ryan, Horowitz, Kirk Morrison, and Rich Gannon on the other feed. But they're talking about the quarterbacks and what makes them tick, and Geno Smith comparing them to Brock Purdy. But yeah, I saw the exact same thing you did, flipping the bird, and it was funny. You said you saw two Raider fans pop up and cheer. That's their home stadium. It shouldn't have been only two Raider fans. It should have been
it's
way more.
Game.
But it's a preseason game, but it was all red. It was all red. Huh. I saw like zero Raider fans there. I mean,
yeah, because there'll be more Raider fans during the regular season.
Maybe. But like that's the problem with the Raiders in Vegas right now is like the team's not good. And if I have season tickets there, I can make triple my price selling them to the opposition. And that's what they're doing right now. They're just selling their tickets because there's like, man, the Raiders aren't going to be very good this year, so I can just sell my tickets. Now, I haven't been to Allegiant. You have. Is it worth the price of admission when you go there?
I think it's so loud. You need Excedrin. No
really?
Joke.
It's like the acoustics are great in there.
It's incredible. I just thought it was really loud for a preseason game.
It sounded like on the TV, yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I don't know. Are they pumping in sound?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Are they pumping in sound? The Jake Moody, they really... Kyle Shanahan actually went to Pete Carroll before. He's like, you know, I really need to simulate a regular season game here so you can...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.